From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I have covered this case and basically had my say. I haven't gotten to some of the clips where they're laughing on TV going, it's okay to call white people cracker heads and cracker ass and all the rest of this, and it's cute. I mean, is it nice to call Jewish people names? Is it nice to call Italians bad names? No, you're only allowed to call white Anglo-Saxon males bad names. It's only to get all the other groups into a racial identity so that they're never thinking about a political or an economic identity or even a religious identity. The new religion is racism. The new religion is obsessing on it and filling your mind with it. And I've got a whole tape in there, like 12 minutes long, of MSNBC talking about code words. Like if you say Chicago, that's racism. No, it means mafia. It means, you know, it's a place run by the New World Order. Just incredible. Or you say international banker, it's anti-Semitic. But the, when there's real racism, you're supposed to ignore it. So I'm going to just go to your calls here. I don't even know where to start first. Let's go to Jason in Texas, then Dark Pupil, then Melinda. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, before I comment on Trayvon, I want to tell you something about O.J. real quick. Have you heard of William Deere? He's down there. He's a private investigator. He's just outside of Waco.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Okay, have you studied that research he's done on O.J. case?
But I mean, my issue is it's a giant can of worms that goes off in a million different directions. I was simply pointing out it's a reasonable doubt case. And just like the Trayvon Martin thing's a distraction, this is a distraction. I'm only covering it to show people the distraction. I'm showing the magic trick, not doing the magic trick.
Absolutely. Look, one race, one blood. We are all brothers. There ain't no white. There ain't no black. I get that. This is a total distraction. The point is, O.J. is guilty, but not of murder. Jason Simpson did that crime. Everybody needs to check
it out. No, I know.
Out.
Charlie Sheen actually paid investigators. He used to be obsessed with the case for about 10 years, and that's what he says. And he says his dad was involved in the cover-up.
Absolutely. BillDeer.com. Everybody needs to check that out. Let me say something about Trayvon Martin and all this. I prayed last night for Zimmerman, that justice be done. And when I got up this morning, he was not guilty. Praise the Lord. Justice was done for once, finally, in the United States.
Yeah, it's just like when the Supreme Court ruled that you can't patent somebody's genes. The courts do good things sometimes. That clearly is the constitutional thing. You own your genes. A company can't come patent it and then not let you have a gene therapy. They can patent the specific therapy and the treatment. They just can't patent the gene itself.
Listen, to all my black brothers out there, white people don't hate you.
But we do hate being hated. We do hate being hated. The media shows the toothless white people and folks to make everybody fight with each other, just like they show the new Black Panther Party. People get it. People get it. Let's go to a real fast Dark Pupil who's calling from a southern state. Go ahead. You're on the air. We've got about a minute and a half.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. White people the world over are absolutely terrified to rally behind any single issue in solidarity because of the myth of the swastika and the myth of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, it is used as a political weapon that you go, you know, I think I like red wine, not white wine. They go, racist. It's true. It's used as a political weapon where no white person is allowed to have any view because the media makes it racial.
Yes. And I also wanted to ask you if you heard about that new bioweapon called Morgellons disease.
There's definitely a lot of nanotech stuff going on. There's a lot of new diseases, like the microplasms causing fibromyalgia and so many other things. I've had medical doctors on about it. Absolutely. We're out of time. Thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm taking a bunch of them. I'm going to do it. When we come back, we're going to talk to Melinda in Florida, Eric in Arizona, Ernie, Tom, Vivian, Adrian, Paddle, or Patty. My grandma called Patty. Sorry, I misread that. Mike, Micah, Frank. It's all coming up straight ahead. 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us.
You prepare. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway. Yes, fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The daylight is off in the coming night.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the worldwide broadcast every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central as well. Find station listings at InfoWars.com. You can also go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free podcast, the free iPhone app, the free Droid app, the free video feed we're sending out right now of the radio show, and a whole lot more at InfoWars.com/show. You can also sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put in your email. It's free. We'll send you the e-copy of the monthly magazine, special video, reports, and more at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And, of course, the news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're fighting the construction of a prison planet and the corrupt interests that are building it with the truth, with the InfoWar. All right. Now, again, I've seen some people on InfoWars.com saying, Alex, this is a diversion. I'm sick of hearing about it. Why are you covering the Trayvon Martin thing? I've not covered it one-tenth as much as most talk radio. It's a hot topic. We write articles about it on InfoWars.com. They get 5,000 comments, not 500. And you get sucked in. You've got to respond to it, or the fake left-right system is going to create racial division out of it. You've got to go in and cover the spectacle to use the magic trick of divide and conquer they're using as a way to show the trick and then wake people up out of their trance. And that's what I'm doing. I don't like covering this stuff. I've got a huge stack of other incredibly important news that we'll cover some at the end of the broadcast today, just on a host of issues. And that news is up on the sites. It's just that this is all-consuming because it shows the giant spectacle that's created. There's a reason the White House, on record, sent down Justice Department operatives to covertly, secretly, remember they got caught last year. It's still ongoing. Only one team got caught. There were lawsuits over FOIA requests, is what we found out, with five-man teams down there trying to stir up violent protest. That came out in the news. Look it up. Didn't get the attention it deserved. Why would the White House do that? Because Obama can go, hey, I got some melanin in my skin. Don't get mad at me because your unemployment rate was at 8% when Bush was in, and now it's 16% on average for blacks. He wants to divert people. He wants to distract people, and I'm not defending Bush either. My point is I'm showing you from Obama's perspective what this is all about. And let me tell you, Al Sharpton, all these other folks tried as good as they could to get everybody stirred up and something to happen. The new Black Panther Party called for all sorts of uprisings and going to the white neighborhood, blah, 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 and which would be the worst thing in the world. I mean, I see people on my website and on the YouTube going, oh, you're scared, Alex. We are going to come get you. And I go to these people's websites. They're real people. And so they're YouTube channels. I mean, let me tell you, I'm not scared. I'm scared of what I'll do to anybody that tries to do harm to me and my family. I don't want the trouble. I'm not looking for a fight. But let me tell you, you start one, you're going to get it. You will get it. I'd rather people wake up and fix this society. Let's go to Melinda in Florida. Ma'am, you're on the air. What's your take on this whole mess?
Well, the Obama deception, the title of your two movies, is apropos here, along with the media. Look, no one wants to have this racial issue, this racial divide, this racial issue. What happened in Florida was a tragedy, absolute tragedy on both sides. Zimmerman's life is never going to be the same again. He's not going to ever forget what happened. I don't care. It's going to be a nightmare for him no matter what. We have a kid that's dead for whatever reason. The point is that we don't have to put this into a black-white, let's all hate each other, let's all kill each other, let's all rip each other apart, because that's what they want to say. That's what they want.
Exactly.
We have GMOs in the water. We're losing $85 billion a month to the foreign gangsters. We have people spying on us. They're up our nose, down our backs. Our schools are worthless. We have cops out there just indiscriminately hurting and killing people, not being the cops that they used to be. Our government is just completely immoral, completely amoral, completely corrupt, and the fact that the Justice Department would actually be a place where you would seek justice is a laugh. So we need to get off this page. We need to stop hating each other on race and all this other nonsense, and need to realize that we're in the same boat. When this country sinks and they're going to sink it, we're all in it together. You know, the Titanic sinks. We ain't got time to be worried about, okay, you black, you white, you this, you that. We're sinking together. So
let me just interrupt you and then give you the floor. Melinda has just said in 1 minute what I tried to say in an hour. We need to give this lady needs a radio show. Keep going. Keep laying it out.
Well, I listen to you a lot, so I get the picture. We need to stop this. What are we going to do when they start having us fight against each other, and meanwhile they're looting our pockets, they're preparing the FEMA camp. The police are out there now, neo-Nazi Stasi-type police instead of being neighborhood cops. Am I supposed to fight my neighbors? What about our kids? I'm supposed to come to your house and, Alex, kill you and your family? What is that? Well, I mean, who wants to do that? What kind of thinking, what type of mentality? The new Black Panther Party does not speak for anybody. They're old. I'm glad you had Larry Pinkman on your show this past week. We need to be human beings. We are human beings. We are human beings. We are human beings of different race so that we can know each other and not despise each other. And we need to get off the page. We need to stop getting manipulated by media manipulation. And we need to figure
absolutely
out what real
absolutely. What about the discrimination of them voting in Tampa to take the fluoride out when Harvard admits it's giving people cancer and lowering IQs, and the feds come in and put it right back in, or Arkansas votes to take it out of all their cities' water, and the feds come in and pressure and get a state law passed to put it back in? That's assaulting us with something they admit is killing us. What about the GMO? What about the right to have labeling? No, we can't even know if it's in our food when it kills the lab rats and the honeybees. What about that oppression? What about that discrimination? What about the $85 billion a month? Exactly. Exactly. But people don't care about that. They don't care about that. People just want to fight with each other all day.
And we don't have time for that. We do not have time for fighting when the enemy is at your door. It's like the husband and wife, you and your wife are going to fight when the enemy is at your door, Alex. Come on.
It's totally frustrating. I put videos out saying basically what you're saying, just common sense. And there's people in there going, you're just siding with the black people. White people are going to rise. And then there'll be a black guy going, I'm going to kill you and kill Alex. And it's just like, it's funny. When you see these dumbed-down racist white people and the dumbed-down racist black people, they act and look the same. Their skin color is different. Have you noticed how stupid and ignorant and mindless and aggressive these hardcore racists are? I mean, they ought to all move in together, actually, because they're closer to each other than we are. You know, I mean, it's amazing how close these races are together.
Well, I agree. You know, truth is always going to stand clear before error. And the racist, being a racist is a mindset. It's not a color set. And a shame on you for being a racist, because you're never going to get to know an Alex Jones. You're never going to get to know a person like me. You're never going to get to know anybody else. You're never going to get to know anything.
And that's what they want. They don't want us ever getting to know each other. God bless you. That lady knows what she's talking about. Exactly. They want us all scared. It's kind of like a underground racism, as Pinckney calls it, where you're not racist, but then you think, man, this person may not like me, though. You know, I mean, it's kind of like you don't want to go to a country club. I'll get invited to country clubs where, you know, wealthy people and folks are living to play poker or go horseback riding. And I kind of go, you know, I don't want to have to dress up and feel like people are looking at me. So that's kind of an example of I don't want to go to some fancy white country club, because people are coming over to the table and ask, so who are you? What family are you from? I just don't want to answer those questions. I want to be laid back. But then it's also kind of like, well, if I go see a play in East Austin in a black area because I want to see the play or hear the music, are people going to come over and say, what is a cracker ass doing here? Because I've gone to hear music in East Austin. It doesn't happen as much now because so many white trendies go over there. Folks have figured out it's good for business. But I've been, you know, 10 years ago hearing a jazz band in East Austin and had a black guy walk over and go, what the hell are you white people doing here? Get your butts out of here. I mean, it's the same attitude that you get at a super elite white country club. What, you think the super elite country clubs are only throwing black people out? Let me tell you, it's all about the group and that they've arrived in the inside crew. And see, I don't want to be part of that. I mean, I can go to Hollywood. I mean, I was, and it's actually a good event, but I was invited to a big charity poker game next week, and I'm not going. I'm giving them $1,000 and sending one of my crew members, just because even though it's famous people and I like some of them, it's like I'm not into, like, parrots. Like I said, the tallest point of the tree and the dominant parrot sits at the very top. I'd rather not be in the same tree with all the parrots. I'm going to be on a tree by myself, maybe in the middle of it or something. You know what I mean? That's what I'm getting at here. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Great call, ma'am. Great call.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I didn't not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm going to give a brief history lesson on slavery and really get into mind control briefly in the next segment. But hearing a caller like that lady, super smart, informed, so eloquent, more eloquent than I, that gives me hope for my children. Because that's all I want is a future. And the people that are ruling this planet, the globalists, they're not completely ruling it. They're trying to get control of it. They use every dirty trick in the book. It's quicker. It's easier. It's like when Luke Skywalker asked Yoda, he goes, is the dark side more powerful? And he goes, no, quicker, easier, more seductive. And that's exactly what it is. I could use dirty tricks. I could sit here and play all the games. I could sit here and go along with this. I mean, I've tried to not even cover it because that almost gives into it unless I explain how it all really works. That's all a talk radio half the time covers is the incredible racist spectacle of the Democrats and the so-called minorities, but they're doing it from a racist perspective. I don't have to go into the stuff I've heard, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And it is just ridiculous because I know what I do to people ends up coming back on me and my family. Now, I instinctively have goodwill for everybody, but then if I psychoanalyze why I have an instinct to not want to hurt people and surely not judge people how they look, but again, then groups always get in groups. That's normal. That's natural in a primitive situation. So you're not even racist, but groups are coming at you when you're at the bus stop. Let me tell you, I don't whine about this. How many black people you know that have been attacked by white people? Let me not exaggerate. Let me not exaggerate, because my growing up in Dallas was so epic, it just the average person won't believe it. Let me not exaggerate. 35 fights with black people. I call them fights. It's people say, hey, cracker, we're going to beat your butt. They say, and you know, a couple people start pounding on you. I discovered the joy of berserking from just being racially attacked by black people. But I had black friends who weren't racist, and that was going on. I ran into rednecks where I'd go to the wrong party who'd say, hey, you shouldn't be around here, because they didn't want me going after their women that were at the party or whatever. Come outside. Bubba's going to beat your butt. I mean, I've experienced it. It was just like, wow, you're just like a gang of black guys, but you're wearing cowboy hats and you're white guys. It's the same people. It's the same people. But one group's wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots, and the other group's wearing basketball shirts. I've had groups of Mexicans attack me. It's the same activity. It's gang garbage. And I'm not a pack of piranhas, folks. I'm a man. I'm an individual. I don't run in gangs. I said in a video, we need a gang of liberty. People say, what do you mean a gang? You're for gangs? No, we're for ideas of liberty and freedom where we identify with that. And free market and family and common sense and wholesomeness. That's what we need as a society. That's why I get so mad when people call me a racist, because it doesn't get to me like they think. It gets to me because I know they're not even being racist. They're being establishment people themselves, using it as a card, as a weapon. And that is the worst thing. It's one thing to be an ignorant tribalist, that's really what it is, or racist. But it's really bad when somebody is using it as a weapon, and the left does it 10 times literally what conservatives do. And they use it to sell an anti-liberty agenda. If you stand up for guns, you're a racist. If you don't want socialism, you're a racist. And it's diabolical, folks. It's diabolical. And people need to wake up to it. Let's go to calls. Eric in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, man. God bless you and your family and everybody there. Hey, my issue is, okay, just to go into this, I was in prison in California for a while, and they just keep that racial thing going, man. But I really don't get into all that. They're just trying to do a distraction so they can either bring in martial law or merge with the European Union.
Oh, no, I agree. No, no, I mean, they've announced those deals are going through this week. They're beta testing the racial divides for a future race war. That's how the UN always does it, and then they come in as the savior. In fact, that's an official plan to use foreign troops under FEMA in LE09 during a race war. That's official. That's not our opinion.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you're familiar with Suzanne Posel? She made a video on YouTube and about, you know, how they possibly could bring in martial law and everything. I know that this is about Trayvon Martin,
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. They've already brought in martial law when they're sticking their hands down your pants at the airport or having warrantless checkpoints on the highway. They've already brought in martial law when regular due process is more and more being suspended. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ernie in California. You're on the air, Ernie. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I am a white plumber, laughing out loud there for a second, but here's what I got real quick. I want to give a shout-out to Robert Zimmerman for slapping CNN and all of them for telling pushing it. And also a shout-out for Mr. Pinckney. He's one awesome man. And one other thing before I talk about the trial, I have 8 friends who have lost half their hours due to Obamacare. And they're all going to wake up when they get slapped.
Oh, I know. I've never seen somebody rape blue-collar, hardworking people like Obama. And I know he's just the front man, but he's the front man because he can get away with it. I mean, this is designed to make everybody have to lay off their employees or cut people's hours from 40 hours to 30 hours or less. And, I mean, it's incredible.
To make us poor, and that's basically, or dependent on the government, which I will never be.
Look what Obama told Africa. He said, look, you don't need to have air conditioning and live well. That hurts the earth, as he flies off in a big jet. They want you poor as a rule. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a joke. And on the trial, they made I hate to tell you, that judge should be put up on charges. I don't know what she was doing.
Well, she tried to prejudice the jury. She's a Democratic operative. They wanted that conviction to, like, a racial victory for the Obama noise, but they'll go the other way. They'll now have the Justice Department come in on the other side of it. I mean, they're getting us coming and going to divert us from every other news story that's happening. Good to hear from you. Patty in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, yep. Alex.
Hey.
It blows me away, the level of brainwashing that people are experiencing. I mean, it's blatantly obvious to me that this is just a big distraction. I mean, it's pushing the gun ban. It's causing separation between all people. I mean, what do you...
Oh, yeah, they're lining up a race war in this country where we all kill each other, and then they go, oh, we got to take your guns because you're killing each other.
Exactly. I mean, these people are slaves to their television, to their cell phones, their currency, their food. It's how do you get through to... I spend so much time trying to wake people up. Every person that I talk to, I try and give them a little bit of truth. So many people think...
Gotta let you go. It's the surest way to get cut off the air is use profanity. But people do it. They think it's got magic. Race cards got magic. Profanity's got magic. Just all-around loser behavior's got magic. But this is a process, and the establishment is going to sit there and create divide and conquer. It's kind of like they say, give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda, and our government created Al-Qaeda, or criminal elements did, and they run Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and they stage all these false flags or let terrorists attack us. And then the great sin, according to Fox News, I saw them on Friday on the 5, is to say that governments might ever stage something to take our liberty.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crowville Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I do want to try to race through your calls now. So we're going to go to Mike in New Jersey, Mike in Texas, Frank in Florida, Tom in Maryland, Vivian in New Jersey, Adrian in Los Angeles, California. And that'll probably be all the calls we can get to. I see more calls coming in there. In fact, let's leave a few of those lines open. When we talk to people, for people that disagree with me and think that I'm a racist because I'm saying there was reasonable doubt both in the O.J. Simpson trial is why he was found not guilty and in the George Zimmerman trial for the shooting of Trayvon Martin. If he'd have shot Trayvon Martin five times, you know, like when the cops shoot a car 100 times or whatever, then it might have been leaning towards manslaughter or second-degree murder, but it just doesn't fit. And there's reasonable doubt. So then you're that jury thinking, I'm about to put somebody in jail for 20, 30 years. Is this the right thing to do? So we're going to be going to your phone calls on that subject in a moment. I have a brief history lesson I want to get to first as well. Speaking of history lessons, every order at InfoWarsStore.com with the Liberty T-shirts and the films and the books and all of it gets a free citizen rule book with Founding Father quotes, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, jury nullification, basic rights you should know, powerful little 61-page, or I guess 62-page booklet at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get some free bumper stickers and stuff as well for every order. State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, Getting into Propaganda and Mind Control. I'm in it. Many others are in it. Great new film. We're the exclusive distributors of State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. And the film starts shipping tomorrow. And I guess the release date is officially the 17th. It'll premiere on Wednesday night on InfoWars Nightly News. And we'll have some commentary with the film as well, with the filmmakers of Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, exposing that government-run false flag, clearly a false flag. That film is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can answer all your questions on water filtration, vitamins, minerals, you name it. Speaking of that, InfoWarsHealth.com has amassed over 400 of the very best products out there. I mean, I only bring you the best. Everybody knows that's on record, that we do heavy research. And you can get now the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with a unbelievable total ORAC per serving of 8,000. That's about as high as you can find. And it's now certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole food. This is an amazing product. Check it out at InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can call 888-789-9277 to ask any questions or get any help signing up for free auto ship, which means free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com on all the longevity products. 888-789-9277 or InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, the brief history lesson is this. I just fell into history because it's so exciting. And I've probably read, in fact, I was thinking about during the break, I've read more than 500 mainline history books. Hard to believe. In fact, I probably read, let's not exaggerate, 50-plus books just on British naval warfare because they kept notes of it and wrote books about it. So I just fell into those, and it's in English, so obviously I read that. Unbelievable. I mean, I've read giant encyclopedias just of reports back from famous engagements. Did you know on average about a third of the sailors running into the African Gold Coast to pick up slaves or buy them from other black slavers, about a third each trip died, so the average person could only do two or three trips, and they couldn't get governors down there because everybody ended up dying. And that's why the first pirate ships are the first symbol of libertarianism, because they would just take the black slaves and make them part of the crew and kill the captain and have a pirate ship because it was so deadly for the British sailors, most of which had been in the middle of England, Wales, north of London, south of London, didn't matter, down in Cornwall on the coast. They would grab you. They called it impressment. And every Navy in history has done this until the U.S. had a civil war with the British over it. We call that 1776 and ended up breaking away entirely, but it was a civil war at first. Because they would also, their favorite thing was to impress 7 to about 11-year-olds, 7 to 12, 7, 11, 7, 12, because you could really brainwash them and make them want to join the Navy officially after 5-6 years of being pressed. They would knock your kid in the head while he was, you know, running a plow with a mule or whatever. It's only about 2% of colonies had slaves. The rich guys had slaves. They used it to actually run out the other laborers. Most of the other laborers ended up being from indentured servant families who were sharecroppers. And they could execute you if you ran away during your 7 to 10 year indentured servitude. They would also whip you. They would also put you in stocks. They would also pour boiling oil on you. If you were a white slave who tried to run, the German soldiers that invaded America, the Hessians, during the 1776 war for 7 years plus, they were German slaves in the military, but so brainwashed, they were proud of being raised as military slaves. And the reason I raise this, let's show TV viewers, radio listeners could just search Cat or Nine Tails or British Cat or Nine Tails. Let's put that on screen for TV viewers if we can. You can also just search British impressment. Let's do that for folks. British impressment are press gangs. Type in press gangs, naval press gangs, and then hit images. There'll be some newspaper engravings of it and illustrations. And most of the crews were slaves, white slaves, no black slaves. And they would come conk you on the head, whether you were 30 years old or a little kid, and they would drag you away and make you slaves, and then you had an almost sure chance in two or three missions of dying of all the fevers and diseases and all the places you were at and the horrible food you were eating. And so there you go. Did you see a Roots movie about that? Did you know until slavery was outlawed, there were actually white slaves called indentured servants that actually outnumbered black slaves all over the country? But they weren't called slaves. They were called indentured servants who, if you tried to run away, you'd be put in prison or beat. Oh, no, that's not in Roots. I'm sorry. Again, that's Roots is important to see the horrible stuff going on. But see, black folks are supposed to think it only happened to them. They're supposed to think that the only racism that goes on in the known galaxy, or all it is in slavery, was indentured servitude is your kids are starving. Let's say you live in Ireland, or let's say you lived in northern England. People like Paul Watson are from, and they would send the ward of the state around to say, you either sign on with your kids to indentured servitude to go to Australia or to go to the New World in the colonies, or we're going to just take your kids and put them in a workhouse. And let me tell you about a workhouse. Almost everybody died in a workhouse, but you're not going to hear about that. You're not going to hear Chris Matthews talk about it. There's not going to be HBO specials. They had workhouses 100 years ago in England. And by the way, there weren't any black people in those, where they worked people as prisoners of debt to death and kept them locked up in cages at night and would not feed them on purpose when their debt came up to kill them because they were seen as worthless. Oh, but you will never, 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 never be told about that. It's total history on record, not debatable, that most white people worldwide were slaves. Did you know the last German country, it was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, but the last German county or district freed its slaves. Let's go from memory. In 1886, guys, search it. The last German slaves were freed in 1886. The black slaves were freed in the 1860s in this country. But see, you'll never be taught that. By the way, you think the Chinese folks at the Foxconn labs run by Apple that have the suicide nets and work 18 hours a day think they're slaves? Oh, we don't call them slaves. Now they're building robots to replace them. See, they give you this race stuff where all black people can think about, if they do what they're told, is how they were slaves and how Whitey's out to get them, instead of the shared humanity of there's always been oppressors trying to enslave us. Let's fight for a better civilization. Let's fight for human dignity. No.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm just thinking about this phrase, which I think I can say, so I'm going to say, the phrase creepy-ass cracker,
right?
And we haven't talked about that very much, and nope. Whether that's offensive or not, I personally think it's almost funny. I mean, I just do. I think that's the kind of way you talk, and you get a smile, this creepy-ass cracker, you know. It's kind of an amusing way of describing somebody.
And then her black and Hispanic guests later think it's all okay as well. So I guess, according to that, we can all use the N-word, which I don't want to use. We can all use all the other derogatory. No. Only if it's a creepy cracker. You know, when somebody walks up to you at a bus stop and says, why don't you get out of here before I bust your head in, you cracker head. It's like, oh, or if you get mugged because of your race. If you're white, that's okay because you're bad. You ought to go die. And again, this is how this is pushed. To make it okay to make all the so-called minority groups racist to create more tension. It's amazing. Let's jam in as many calls as possible here. I went on too long with my history lesson earlier. It's just so amazing how widespread slavery was. White slavery went on longer than black slavery, though it's still going on in Africa, black against black. And there's certainly been all sort forms of discrimination, you name it. Humans organize into gangs as an excuse to be mean to the other group. It's like an excuse. It's like a genetic thing built into us, and it's amazing. Mike in Texas and Mike in New Jersey. Mike, go ahead, brother. All right. Well, that sounds good. I hear you there. People listen to their radio, and that's what happens. We went to Mike in New Jersey, folks. We didn't go to Mike in Texas. Which one are we going to go to? Just tell me the caller, and I'll go to him. Mike in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that in terms of the outcome of the trial, I think George Zimmerman was justified in his actions. No, he shouldn't have followed Trayvon Martin and was told not to, but he does have a right to defend himself as anybody else does, and I'm disgusted that this is being used as a race-baiting tactic, especially with Obama saying, oh, his son would look like Trayvon Martin. But by the same token, I see this all failing because the streets are perfectly quiet up here in New Jersey. There's no rioting going on here, and it's not going on in every single state all over the country either. So essentially, I think this might just be another failed effort from the New World Order to try to turn us all against each other.
Well, what else do you think about this situation?
I mean, there is, at the end of the day, there is no black and white, and it seems to me like the people who matter above everything have realized that that's why this isn't working. I think people on both sides realize that ultimately the way this turned out.
Exactly, and if we ever get together, that's the end of the globalist kleptocrats, the crony capitalists, the monopoly capitalists that are actually anti-liberty, anti-free market. God bless your great points. Okay, the reason it was confused is that was Mike in New Jersey. We're going to go to Mike in Texas now. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm a great supporter and have passed out your DVDs, and I'm a Second Amendment supporter, an unregulated Second Amendment supporter. And I think that there is some trouble here. You know, let's set this race thing aside. It is a side issue, and I completely agree with everything.
You don't have to preface all that, bro. Just what's your point? Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's the regulated Second Amendment that killed Trayvon Martin and has made our society more dangerous. And the points there are is that we've got where, you know, the Second Amendment has where we have the right to keep and bear arms. Yet we're regulated and told we have to conceal our weapons and you have to go in and get a license for them and this kind of thing. And so I guess I'm troubled by the death of Trayvon because did Zimmerman announce that he had a concealed weapon? I think if he had had a sidearm holstered that was open carry, it's very likely that Trayvon would be alive today.
No, I get your point. Let me give people the statistics, and I appreciate your call to get to others. Florida, within 2 years of their concealed carry, 25% drop in crime. You can just search that and find that. In fact, they have maps state by state, even the Justice Department admits. Texas, over a 20% drop in violent crime. Carjackings, home invasions. People get scared. The criminals get scared. Open carry, like Arizona and places, it even goes down further. And so, yeah, if he'd had that gun openly, Trayvon might not, as some claim he did, jumped on top of him. So, yes, more armed society, more polite society. Look at Chicago, highest crime rate in the country. Next, D.C., then New York. Everywhere they victim disarmed. Great point, Mike in Texas. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, Second Amendment, I say let felons carry, everybody else, because felons are going to carry anyways. Criminals are going to carry anyways. Just leave everybody alone. Let us have freedom. We'll sort it out. And there's going to be some problems, too. That happens in a society. But the places where they take the guns, it's much more violent. That's just a statistical fact. Adrian in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Just to make a couple points here. On the Trayvon Martin case, I had just a couple issues.
Yeah, your audio's ultra low, and I'm feeding back to you. Can you speak up for me?
All right, sorry about that. You hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I mean, it's blatantly obvious of the whole situation of the case was a mistrial. I mean, we've gone over the fact that the judge was influenced by somebody, but the fact that the mainstream media comes out saying that the judge is a hero for her dedication to the case and wanting to keep things under control when she's out of line and it's an illegal act. I don't know if you heard about, I'm pretty sure you heard about the technical guy that they dismissed from the county office.
Yeah, that's right. The head IT person pulled off the photos of guns and loot and everything else, NBC's reporting, and right there. He then brought it and said, you've got to give this as evidence that his phone had this. He had a burglary tool in school, a bunch of jewelry they thought was stolen. So he had a long history. I mean, he wasn't the 12-year-old kid we saw. And I think it was the jury saw the media push that. The media say he was guilty. Them hold back nice phone calls Zimmerman made to 9-11, to 911. That's the bigger issue was that, look, if I even knew somebody was guilty and they were trying to frame him on top of it, I would acquit because you cannot certify framing people. There's so many cases of that where the cops think you're guilty and frame you. And then it turns out you were even innocent. So it's a very dangerous precedent. And look, there's a lot of travesties of justice in this country. I'm just saying I followed the trial some, and it looked like reasonable doubt to me. That's why I didn't get upset with O.J. Simpson, because there was reasonable doubt. I mean, you had to let him go. It's a no-brainer, really.
Right. I mean, the only thing on top of that is the question to put out to the American people is just, I mean, if you really believe that we are keeping George Zimmerman out from behind bars because we have a hatred for the black community or whoever has a hatred for the black community, I mean, it's not so. I mean, if you believe, if I hate the TSA for grabbing me in places that I don't want to be grabbed, am I a pro-terrorist? If I don't want to take my vaccines or eat the GMO, do I hate the third world countries or deindustrialized countries that receive this type of thing because they don't?
Absolutely. We're all in this together. Great points. Vivian in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I think it's a whole travesty. I think if they really had wanted to convict him, they would have brought charges of, like, involuntary manslaughter or manslaughter to begin with because it's a lower burden of proof. And I think that they wanted this to happen so that they could sensationalize it.
A lot of lawyers said that. They said they'll never get a premeditated murder or even the lower murder where he had an intent to kill or was planning violence. I mean, maybe involuntary manslaughter. I mean, I think you could say that. I mean, you might. I mean, it's kind of debatable, but I think you might be able to see the evidence in some galaxy of thought and say, yeah, he involuntarily killed this guy. He shouldn't have gone out to confront him off his own property. And then I could say, I don't totally agree with that, but that's justice, I guess. You know, that's the jury. But, no, I agree with you. I think they chose a charge that they knew was over and above. It's very strange because the cops weren't going to indict him anyways. You know, the cops thought he didn't do it or that it was done under assault because the witnesses all said that. So then if you're going to try to burn him, why then burn him with something that he gets off on? You want to have the fake trial to then have him go free to exacerbate things. I agree with you. I think you've sensed the whole thing.
That's exactly right. I think that was the whole point of it. And as to Al Sharpton's comments, one only has to remember the name Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, Al Sharpton has just done a lot of really horrible stuff, and that's why he has a job on MSNBC. And I talk about MSNBC a lot because they have no audience, but they are a White House spokesman group. And it's just, you turn it on, you're like, is this a joke? How anti-American, anti-family, anti-liberty, race-baiting. It's like something from an alternate dimension of just rules for radicals, Soviet bills, corporately funded. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Infowars.com. It's a place to find it all. Great job to the crew. Let's come together under the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.